everybody, my name is Drew Rice, and today I'm going to teach you all about blizzards and how to survive them. So, get your blanket and turn up that heat, because I'm going to tell you how to survive one of these monsters. Okay, that's enough. I don't want to copy every single YouTuber in existence. Okay, so the first thing you need to know how to survive one of these is the things that you'll need. And surviving one of these is actually a little harder than you might think. So what you'll need is a flashlight with extra battery, canned food, waterproof matches, a shovel, a toolkit, jumper cables, water containers, road maps, flares, sand to improve traction on the snow, and I know that might sound weird, but it actually works. Then you'll also need rock salt to melt the ice, because science says that salt can melt ice or make it really hot. Now if you see a blizzard warning, then what you might want to do is start cranking up your heat before the blizzard hits. That way, in case your heat will somehow freeze over or get turned off, then your house will still be hot in case of that. So always try to do that, and in case of the blizzard hitting before you might think, you always want to go on ahead and grab blankets and all to be prepared. Another good strategy is start cuddling up with your family. That way you can preserve body heat and close out any room without insulation to keep heat. Now, I know that most of these seem like a pretty ice idea, but I know you have some more questions. Now, during a blizzard, there are a few things you want to do and avoid. The first thing you want to avoid is alcohol, because of two reasons. The first reason is that you don't want to lose your head, which we all know alcohol does this. Now, the second reason might actually surprise you. So, you see, when you drink alcohol, it might heat you up a little bit for the time. But actually, it'll make your body cool down faster. So yeah, during a blizzard, do not drink alcohol. It might seem like a good idea. You might be sad, and alcohol makes you unsad for some reason. But just don't. Alright, now, another thing that you might want to avoid or watch out for is hypothermia, obviously. So, with hypothermia, your body will start turning a different shade. It'll start turning darker, and you'll be moving slower, so you might want to watch out for that. If that does happen to you, then you must always go find some blankets, make a fire, I do not care, cure yourself of hypothermia, because it will not cure by itself. Now, one of the last things that you need to look out for is, not really look out for, more like, never do, is go outside. Now, I do not care if somebody gives you $100 billion. Make that $100 trillion. Do not go out there. It would be tempting, and I would, but pretty much every single one of you should know that I'm stupid and... yeah, I'd do anything for money. I'm greedy, so just don't do that. Now, yeah. So, then another thing that you'll want to do is always keep your water running. A reason for this is so that your water pipes will not freeze over, because there will be continuous movement. So, once the blizzard is over, you might want to go outside and have a snowball fight with all the newfound snow, right? Wrong! No. Before you do that, you need to check for downed power lines. Otherwise, you're probably going to get shocked and burned, and that's just not going to be a good time. And no, you'll not turn into the Flash, so don't try that. Alright. Another thing that you need to do is make sure for injuries, check for any broken water pipes. And another thing that you'll want to do is, if your home is in bad condition, go to your recreation department, the home center place, a neighbor's house that wasn't hit as bad, anywhere like that. So, ladies and gents, that is my survival guide for a blizzard. If you liked this, then email me at drewrice@morgan.kcarter.ga.us so I can make more of these survival guides. But until then, goodbye! I thought that we were trying to avoid YouTube.